Oh, I would still use DreamHost, Dooley. Is that what you mean? Would I cancel DreamHost for Category 5? Dooley? Okay, so DreamHost is a web hosting company that we host some of our assets through. Then I have a co-located server that runs our main websites and all that kind of stuff. And we have Amazon S3. Amazon S3 is like all of our... thank you so much, Rona Cat. Our S3 is all of our site assets, JavaScript, images, all that kind of stuff. All the static stuff. The PHP end of it is running on our server, mostly at our co-location facility for the main stuff. But minor stuff, like my blog, baldnerd.com, the shop, it's hosted on DreamHost. That keeps my co-location costs down, and it keeps the resources really, really good on the main server, so that our website, which is hosted at a co-location facility on my physical server, it has all the resources it needs, and it's not being taken up by something like a blog. So that's important to me. Does that help? So I'm not going to cancel DreamHost. DreamHost is a godsend because, honestly, they provide a great service for a really, really good price. Unbelievably cheap. And by doing that, it saves us, Category 5, a ton of money because we can put as many websites on that hosting account as we want, and our cost never goes up. It's unlimited storage and everything. So my main expenses are not related to DreamHost at all. So I wouldn't cancel it. It's really just having a nice place to drop everything that isn't as important as the main stuff. Does that answer your question? All right, I'm going to do the intro, folks, and you can respond to me there if you like. Got Sasha's remote control. This is funky. All right.